Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Good afternoon, video games. This is Filthy Casuals. My name is Tommy Dasilo.
For a second saying that clearly made you confused.
Yeah, because this isn't like a real episode. So I was like, how do I start this? We've also got Ben Vanell.
Hey, guys. Also, like, none of our episodes are actually in the morning.
Yeah, so. I know. So this is like a little mini thing we're doing. This is our reactions episode to the Nintendo Switch presentation, which just finished mere moments ago. Shit. We came around to Ben's house. We just watched the presentation. We're going to do like a quick wrap up now while the thoughts are all still hot in our minds. Now, one big thing for me watching this was I had just assumed that it was going to be like a Nintendo Direct, like that it was going to be a pre-edited thing that was just going to roll for an hour. And it wasn't until we sat down and started watching the stream that I realized that this was a live event. Yeah. This is a live stream of a live event.
Shit can go wrong when it's live as well. We should point out me and Tommy are sharing a hot mic.
Yeah.
Because one of them broke because the Switch was so hot, baby.
We're gathered around a microphone like a couple of old style crooners.
Yeah.
Something that you're a big fan of, we found out just before.
Oh yeah.
I'm a little bit country.
So I thought doing this as a live event was a big risk for them, where they needed this to really be very specific and deliberate and no room for error to kind of convince people and win people over with what this is. So straight out of the gates, I thought this is a weird move. Yeah. And a lot of it was like pre-recorded. But so we opened up with a DJ playing, you know, what looked like AV-wise one of the best gigs of his life.
Totally.
But what audience-wise looked like one of the worst gigs you could ever be asked to do. Yeah. But it was pretty clear, like, from that beginning and the countdown that they did and the very start of the presentation, that they're going for a very non-Nintendo approach here. Like, yes. That's not something they ever would have done in the past.
Well, I mentioned it looked very Sony. It looked very, you know, a lot of red strobe lights and
trance music
They have done that shit before. They had a DJ play live on stage at E3 once. For like Electroplankton, they had him play Electroplankton, and he was a real DJ, but they had him play that.
What the fuck is Electroplankton?
It was a thing where you could make very bad music by putting a bunch of bugs on a screen.
Oh, okay.
I kind of thought it was a style of music, like you meant he played Electroplankton.
Like... I thought you meant the character from SpongeBob. I can't remember anyone's names, but he's the new Iwata, right?
Yes.
The new president. He comes out. What does he do first of all? He announces the release date the first thing he did. So that's March 3rd, which I believe from everything I've seen, Nintendo of Australia have retweeted that. So I believe that's the date that we'll get it.
Yep.
He then went really deep into the whole... What?
He went really deep into the hole.
Oh, like a butthole.
Of course I laughed.
Oh, like the South Park thing. I get that now.
Yeah.
He went right into like all the different play styles that you can, which, you know, the on the TV, off the TV, all that kind of stuff,
But just quickly before that, they said the price as well straight up. Like they straight away went, here's the date, here's the price, which was $300 US.
Yeah.
Which will be like $400 or $500 Australian.
You reckon five, I reckon closer to four.
But if they have a pack-in thing, which they weren't clear about, weren't clear about what the launch stuff will be. And then also they mentioned that the online stuff will be paid now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And they didn't explain sort of why, but they just...
Yeah. I mean, I think they're fine for that to just be a rollout thing because, I mean, I guess what that hints at is if the online stuff is paid, could this potentially mean, you know, this will mean that they're doing, you know, it in a way that they haven't done before. So voice chat... potentially all the stuff that people hate about their online services. And, you know, this is a big thing that a lot of people have said, the idea of them having a virtual console thing that's like a Netflix-style thing where you pay a fee. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's built into that.
Yeah. Could be, like, insane of them not to say that, if that is what it is. Yeah. They also mentioned that it'll all be done on another device too. Like they said,
you'll be able to log in with your smartphone and Well, okay, so the thing with this was, which, you know, going in, I was going to save this as a thought until the end, but we're sort of getting into it already. Like, this being a live event, like, I'm trying to remember that this is kind of more of a media event. Like, this is less about speaking to people like us and more about them. This felt like a bit like an investor's kind of shareholder meeting where, you know, they're getting up and they're just going, you know what I mean? They were just laying out a lot of bullet points.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, like saying, like, these are the exact details of this thing that we're telling you.
Yeah.
Like, we're not necessarily telling you everything, but we are telling you exactly this thing and this thing that would be in a press release.
Yeah, it felt like it was playing more to the media and the people in the room than it was playing to the consumer, like they were hoping for this to be relayed on. So then they got into...
So I'll just... Because I wrote down notes the whole time, so I'll burn through, like, what they did in the next section.
Yeah.
2.5 to 6.5 hours battery life, USB charging possible. It's got like a touch screen. They confirmed that. And 8 players, local.
Yep.
Yeah, local also, multiplayer.
Playing while charging was like a big thing. It's like, because you can like plug, you know, your USB into the
yeah, which we speculated on. So the battery life doesn't then become that much of an issue if you can get like one of those little portable battery pack things like people have for their iPhones. So that, I mean, that still is not ideal, but it's it becomes less of an issue. They then went through that. By the way, that's a big margin. What is it, between 2.5 and 6 hours?
Yeah,
like that's But anyway, they then went on to what was it? From there, they went on more in depth on the controllers. Yes. Yeah. So they went to, and again, to me, this was a weird way of doing it, of going way into the specifics of this. But again, this is what made it feel more like just a live press release. How the Joy-Con controllers detach and the buttons that they have and how you'll be able to sort of use them to play multiplayer games. They introduced a wrist strap.
Yes.
It's back.
Fuck yeah!
The wrist strap is back, baby.
Yeah.
So then this was all kind of a build-up to then talking about this new kind of HD Rumble thing that it has.
Yeah.
Which I think, I don't know, the way he... talked about it was like, guess what? You can tell how many cubes of ice are in this glass.
Yeah.
Bit too much of a specific reference because totally. At no point did he go, or, you know, broadly, it could be anything. Like, he literally just focused on the...
Because it's a weird new, like, mechanic, like, literally. But it's also something that we don't know what the application would even be for.
Well, I gotta say...
give us an actual example from a game, maybe.
Yeah, I think it sounds very cool in the way that, like, with... I remember the Rumble Pack coming out and going, hey, this is pretty sick. But then everything I play on the PlayStation 4 where the controller rumbles, I'm like, I hate this. Give it a fucking rest.
Yep.
It's kind of... So the whole thing of just your controller rumbling when your car hits something, it did need a bit of an upgrade. It did need a bit more dimension to the rumble. So,
and they also, just quickly before we talk about that more, they also showed that capture button where you can take screenshots and whatever, and the IR sensor where you can move your hand further away or whatever.
Yeah. So that's...
rock, paper, scissors. But then with the rumble... that feeds into what they were saying with that the first game they showed, which was 1-2 Switch, which was like the thing where they kept saying like you'll be making eye contact the whole time, and so the rumble sounds like it'll come in handy there because if it can tell you the difference between 1 and 3 ice cubes, it can maybe tell you something for like a lying game.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, you've got two, the other person has to guess.
I mean, like if again, if you're looking at a person and it's a countdown, it could be, you know, 3, 2, 1, it could be like a buzz, 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 and it's a reaction time thing rather than like listening.
So this game, this 1-2 Switch game, so it's basically like, it's they made a big point of, you normally look at a screen when you play a game, in this you'll be looking at the other person, and it's sort of a different experience. This is coming out day one, I suspect maybe as a pack-in kind of thing. It seems pretty basic to be a thing to expect people to pay $70 for, unless we find out in the next couple of months that there's like way more in it. But... look, I think it looks cool. Like, I think it looks fun. Mm. But, man, in terms of leading a presentation with it, like, when they got into this sort of stuff and showing off the Joy-Con and the motion control, that had me worried because my big thing with this is I feel like they need to get away from the gimmicks and the Wii stuff and the mixed message. And it's like, just show this as a thing that plays sick games that you can take with you.
Yeah.
So I think this was a kind of a bit of a, I don't know, a bit of a convoluted message to lead off with at least.
It felt like they thought that this was Wii Sports.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's not good enough.
It could be. It looks cool. I mean, it looks interesting. If it's a pack-in, I think it'll be cool.
I don't think it's as accessible, though. Yeah.
But we also don't really know a huge amount about what it actually is yet, because they only showed that one cowboy game. Then they showed a bunch of people in ninja costumes and sailor costumes and shit.
Sure.
So who knows if there's like 50 games in there and they're all fun. Maybe it's great.
Yeah. Right. You'd think that they would have communicated that then, though.
But it's EA. It's weird to lead with it because it makes it look like these Joy-Con things are the whole point of the console, which it's not. Lead with Mario Kart. Lead with being able to take, you know, Mario Kart on the road with you.
Yeah.
So then the next thing we saw, so that I was like, look, this looks cool, but I just wish they would not be doing all this Wii Remote motion control bullshit.
Yep.
Then they lead into the next game because they sort of set these two up simultaneously where they're like, one of these things we're brewing up is just a very casual everyone can play it thing, and then one has a bit more depth. And they then announced this new game, Arms, which is basically a boxing game but very stylized and cartoony, and the arms of your character can kind of like, they're big long springs.
Yeah.
So it's a boxing game, but where you have this like really insane reach.
Yeah.
And I think this looks cool. What do you guys reckon?
I agree. I really like the look of that. It is a pretty good case for making those things motion controlled. Like as long as it isn't fucked and doesn't detect it sometimes or whatever, that'll wreck that game.
Well, you know what? This is what I was thinking as I was watching it. It sort of seems like, you know, that this sort of stuff was what the promise of the Wii Remote was.
Yeah.
Right. And then it couldn't do one for one until very late in its lifespan. So none of that stuff panned out. So it feels like, well, now the technology's caught up.
Yep.
And now we're sort of going to finally get... And those little Joy-Con things, if you have one in each hand, they seem really tiny and that they're kind of just fitting in your palm. So it is just like you're using your hands.
Totally.
Instead of like you're holding this big bulky thing.
Like they look pretty like ergonomically designed. Like the buttons are in the right places for it all to feel very natural as well.
But the first time that you're trying to throw a punch in that game and it doesn't detect it, I'm fucking done with that, you know? Like it has to be spot on.
Yep.
Yeah, well, by the time they got one for one down with the Wii Remote, it was actually pretty good. It was really good, I felt. That's 6 or 7 years ago now.
Yes.
So surely we're a bit more up to scratch with all of that. I mean, your iPhone does a good job of, you know, when you tilt it around and stuff, like, you know, so hopefully.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. It all lies in the tech of it. And so I immediately, like, I love that kind of art style in games. I'm immediately on board.
Yeah.
I think you guys, you know, you're a bit more discerning when it comes to Nintendo than me.
Sure.
It seemed like by the end of it, we're all like, this looks really fun.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And so, you're kind of looking at it going, well, they've just said that. They've packaged these two together in the presentation. And then all of a sudden they turn around and they go, what was it? Spring. Spring.
Yeah. Yes.
Spring launch in Japan, which we were saying what is like, well, that's like the first 3 months of the system.
Yes.
But so already you're going, well, why aren't these both launch titles?
Totally.
Like, you've got this sick new IP.
Yeah. At most, this is going to be like 2 to 3 months after the launch, just have it ready for launch.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty much ready to go. Anyway, that looks sick. That gives me faith. I'm feeling good about it at this point.
Yeah.
Next thing we went into was Splatoon 2.
Yep.
Which, now the big rumor about Splatoon was that it was just a port from the Wii U. This looks like it has a lot more going on. Mm-hmm. Local multiplayer, which the local multiplayer on the Wii U one was dog shit. You know, it's been a really popular franchise for them, even considering that no one owns a Wii U. So this is a big chance to get a lot of people on board with it. Because, I mean, I love that game.
Yeah.
And so, again, you're thinking, oh, okay, well, this is ready for launch.
Yeah.
And then we get to the end of that, and that's summer. What was that? Yeah, that was summer.
Yeah.
Summer this year, which they're summer. So that's like, what, June, July kind of region.
Yep.
Which again, is just such a weird... This whole thing was structured very weirdly, I thought. I thought they kind of did it in a weird way.
And we're still in the good part of it at this point.
But even already I was like going, this is weird. This is a bit all over the place. I thought the way they were doing it was cool. Like I liked all the little videos and the ways that they were kind of setting it up. And they were doing a lot of like playing a little trailer and then someone coming out and showing you how the controllers work and how you use them. I thought all that stuff was really cool and on message. But so, yeah, I mean, you guys probably haven't played Splatoon really, the first one.
No, only like a tiny, tiny bit once.
Yeah, same. Yeah. But I liked it.
Yeah.
And like, if I am honest, Splatoon 2 does look like a port of Splatoon that they have chucked a heap of extra stuff in, but it doesn't look like they've made the
new game. It doesn't look like
scratch.
They've... Yeah, it's interesting. They haven't overhauled it too much. I think the main things will be, yeah, just new shit in it, like ton of new maps, and just... I think it was like because it was like such a big... Especially in Japan, it's become quite a big franchise for them. So I think they're keen to just like... get a new one out there and kind of smooth over some of the kinks and actually like it, tweak it really quickly.
Totally.
And this
and
is
not,
like
not,
a good opportunity for them to do that.
And not throw away the first one, which a lot of people won't have played.
Totally. Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
So then we moved on to the next thing they showed off, which was Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we open on a city. None of us really knew what it was.
Yeah.
Then you sort of saw...
New Donk City!
Well, that was the weird thing. They had all this, like, Donkey Kong-themed billboards, and I was like, oh, wow, this is a real... This has come out of nowhere. I haven't read any leaks or speculation
about
this.
That was probably the most exciting moment of the whole presentation.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, that fat little son of a bitch, he pops out of a manhole, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles style, and starts running around, and they've done it. Something that we've joked about on this podcast a lot. Oh. They've listened to every bad sketch troupe out there, and they've gone for it. What if Mario was in real life?
Yeah. We mentioned that idea on the first episode of this show.
Yes.
And it has come to fruition.
And honestly, I could not be less happy about it. It looks like Sonic Adventure or like that one where he fucked a real woman. You know what I mean? Like, it just, like, the people look creepy next to Mario, or Mario looks creepy next to a real person.
Totally. Yeah, I gotta say,
it's like the Homer, the 3D Homer.
I am not a fan. I'm not a, because Mario in that world, like, he's human.
Yeah.
So, like, don't... You know what? It's this is a big problem I had with Space Jam as well, where Michael Jordan's in this cartoon world, but he's, like, talking to Elmer Fudd, who's a cartoon character, but it's like, no, Elmer Fudd's a person.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like that kind of stuff. I know. But everything else about it, like, so the whole thing is...
Totally.
Mario's in the real world, but then he's going off. He's left the Mushroom Kingdom, and he's going on to all these other Fire Out worlds.
Yeah.
All those places look amazing.
They look
all
that great.
The game looks kind of a bit more, like, a bit open worldy.
Yep.
There's a mechanic of Mario being able to throw his hat, like his hat has come to life.
Yep.
I still have faith, but it's a big 3D Mario game. It's going to be sick.
Yeah.
I just do not like the real people in there. It looks fucked.
Yeah.
And like, to be fair to them, we've also said recently, like, I hate just lava level and water level and all of that. And like doing a city where you're fucking sidling along edges Assassin's Creed style is like... not really the answer that I guess I was looking for, maybe.
Totally, but they're like quote-unquote Mexican world and like the jungle and stuff.
There aren't people in Mexico.
Yeah.
There's people all walking around New York, and then you go to Mexico, it's like, nah, they're all cactuses.
That's
now.
A good point.
Well, it looks like just one of the overworlds is going to be he ends up in the real world, and then all the rest of it is set in all these other fantasy lands.
Yeah,
that's what it kind of looked like to me.
Yeah,
but I don't know. But the thing is, like, we were just saying, I wish they'd take more risks with the environments.
Yeah.
But all the other levels, it all looks like they're doing that with that. So you don't need to. Yeah, look, that bit, I'm a little skeptical about. I still thought as a reveal trailer, it was real. Like, even just him in the city, I was like, oh, this is cool. And then having the people there, I was like, at least stylize them and make them look like him.
I think when they were like holding a jump rope for him, it was like, that don't look right.
That's holiday 2017 as well.
Right.
So we'll either mean December or it'll be delayed into 2018.
Fucking hell.
Which
that's brutal. Cause that's the one that would have got me to buy it.
Totally. And then this is the point.
Can we go back? Because one of the big rumors that was going around for a long time was that Mario is ready for day one.
Yeah.
And so for it to all of a sudden be end of this year, that's huge. So I wonder if that's deliberately pacing the launch lineup. And I mean, you know what? That maybe gives me, if it is going to be that long until it comes out, you know, maybe that stuff of the real people will be refined a bit more.
Yeah.
That'll kind of fall to the waste. Who knows?
Yeah.
It does happen with games a bit. Like, some, if you could go and look back at old Nintendo stuff that they've announced at E3 that came out a year later.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if the reaction to Mario in real world, in real life is negative, like, and if it is just a, you know, one world, they can just reduce it.
Or stylize it a bit more. Like,
It isn't the biggest deal in the world, honestly, but like, it just looks super strange.
It looks strange to me now, but again, I have so much faith in the development team of Mario that once it comes out and I'm playing it, I'm sure I won't care. But all the other stuff, it looks like there's a bit more of a, yeah, it's a bit bigger, it's a bit more of a story, there's a bit more story-wise stuff going on than even a standard Mario game.
The art styles of some of the enemies and environments are like that, a kind of new art style that we wanted. Like, we didn't want the 2D new Super Mario style anymore.
It looks the same as the 3D world art style.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that's what that was. 100%.
It looks a bit like that, but just like taken a bit further.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a little further, but like there was like that large bird thing that's like the boss of that game in that trailer, and like it's that sort of thing, which I like personally. Yeah. I thought that stuff was great, so I'm stoked about that. It just looks like the camera will be different too.
Yeah. That looks great. Yeah. I just wish it was, coming out a lot sooner.
Yep.
So then from there, so now, now they're cooking with gas and you're sort of going, all right, well, now we're going to really get into like what's coming out day one. I mean, what kind of idiots would get up there and have this and have these big, this is coming out in December and not follow up on that with some gold?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what kind of idiots. these mostly well-dressed, there was one guy that looked like dog shit. I thought everyone else looked pretty good.
Yeah.
There was that guy who, the guy that, not the Splatoon guy. What was the arms? Was it the arms guy?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
With like the tan suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that bit where the other dude just went and lay on the couch for like 6 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, no, we have to have the couch bit.
Dude. It was just like he bought it for his house and like has to now justify the expense to his wife. And now it's a tax write-off. Yeah. And so what was next? We had, this is where it takes a big dip. We go into Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Yeah.
And what was alongside that was Fire Emblem Warriors.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, two things that I guess are big franchises for them that people are really into. Personally, I mean, I've never played one of them, so I'm not hyped. Like, if it's part of a bigger lineup, cool. But, we didn't even really get launch windows for that, did we? They didn't say anything.
No.
So that kind of happened. I mean,
and then that seemed like the bit of like, okay, I don't really give a shit about these, but this is kind of the middle bit, so they'll just get rid of the stuff. Yeah. But then after that, I'll just read out really quickly like the older, like, so they started talking about, hey, our partners, we got all these partners. Nintendo's not just on its own. It's not an island anymore. We've got two Dragon Quest games, some Japanese thing from Atlus, Shin Megami Tensei, I wrote down. Because also, they didn't show any English of what those titles were. Yeah. So we're like, oh, well, what was that? I can't read Japanese. Project Octopath Traveler, which is one of the worst names I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's like a new Square Enix game that's kind of like a hybrid 3D sprite style.
Yeah.
And at this point you're going, why is this in the presentation?
Totally.
Like, this looks fine as like a disposable little thing, but leak this out in a week. Put a trailer up for this in a week. Like this is insane to be doing it this big thing when there's all this hype and the world is watching. Like
surely this is the craziest thing they'll do. Oh wait, let's get fucking someone from Sega, that Todd Howard dude from Skyrim, Suda51, and the tallest man in the world who works at EA, all to come out and go like, yeah, I guess we'll make some games for you,
but
there's no footage apart from me, Todd Howard, and the game we made that 7 years ago. Yeah. So who gives a shit?
Well, I mean, the big thing about Skyrim was that getting the Skyrim confirmation, like everyone kind of knew it was happening, but after it was in that trailer, everyone went, oh, Skyrim's coming out on it. And they went, oh, well, who's to say? Like, so I guess it was kind of, I know, but it was kind of, the fact that they were confirming that.
Yeah.
But you know what? Have him piss off all that other stuff, have him confirm it, and then just cut to a loose trailer of just do all that developer support as a montage. Get them to pre-record little messages and have some control of it. That guy, what's the Suda 51 guy, man, he chewed up some time.
Yeah.
He came out and he tried to make a joke and it flopped, and the translator, you heard the translator go, wow, that didn't really work, did it? Which I wonder if that was like actually, translated speech, or if that was the translator just throwing in a bit of fucking editorializing there.
Oof.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, fuck Skyrim, man. Like, that game's fine, but it's like, it's so
really
old.
It's a really weird thing to emphasize on a launch
of
a console.
It's crazy how much they're leaning on it. They're going like, look, someone really easily did a port of a game they've had sitting around for years and years.
Yeah.
The Switch is going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
I guess for them, it's like, it would have been easy to convince Bethesda to do that. And I think for them, it's more about showing like, hey, this is the beginning of us having this kind of support on this console.
Yeah.
Those kinds of games never come out on Nintendo consoles. And again, this goes back to like the DJ at the start and the whole kind of vibe before the presentation. I don't think it's so much about trying to go like, fucking check out what we got. It's about just sort of trying to kind of make this a bridge into your more casual gamer, kind of showing them, hey, we're going to be taking care of you. Like,
yeah,
we're open to this kind of – because traditionally they've been so closed about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They just haven't let anything – like that happen on their consoles.
I think,
so,
like, to be fair, yeah, like showing porting Skyrim and showing Skyrim is better than Sega saying they'll develop a game.
Well, and
yeah.
it's also not necessarily that they haven't let people do it before, but with the Wii U, no one wanted to.
Yeah.
People bailed out of that really quick because they're like, oh, no one's buying this fucking thing.
Yeah.
And it looks like all of those people, like EA putting FIFA on it and shit, is them just really hedging their bets going, I don't want to have that happen.
It's the least
again.
Effort that they could possibly put in.
Totally. So we're at the end here, basically. They played a little montage. They fucked around for a while doing a bit.
They made this weird like ad for it, basically, that just had a whole bunch of clips of stuff we'd already seen, which I kind of thought,
and then
make that the intro. Make it this intro, tease some little clips of like Mario Odyssey and stuff so we go, oh, we're going to see that later. Put a couple of seconds of arms in there so you're going, what the fuck's this?
Yep.
And then announce that kind of all the way through.
Really,
I thought was weird.
Really weird to include clips of a Mario Kart game they didn't talk about.
They didn't talk about. Yeah.
Which surely, like, a good Mario Kart game is a console seller. Like,
yeah.
That was weird.
So then we get into... well, then they showed a bit more Breath of the Wild footage at the end. And, yeah, that was the big final thing was that that's day one, which was off the table for a long time and is now seemingly back on the table. So all we know from this event is what price, when it's out, and that day one, that Switch 1-2 game, and Zelda. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all we really get out of this. Now, look, of course, in the next couple of days, they're going to start, con the fruiterer style, filtering filtering stuff out. Tula, Sula, everyone down there at Nintendo HQ are going to start. They'll filter out stuff that it's like, hey, here's what's coming out on day one. It's not going to be just those two games.
No.
But I don't know. I would like to think that now, given what we've seen of what's not coming out day one, Mario Kart must be day one.
It'd
want to be, but why not show it off?
I mean, again, maybe it's wait a month and then do a big Mario Kart thing and say, hey, Mario Kart's coming out. Here's some more information.
The other thing is, I do know, I mean, it does make me interested for this thing that we're going to tomorrow because of those games that we saw there. Which of those ones do you think we'll be playing? I mean, maybe the 1-2 Switch thing, but they've got to have, I mean, Splatoon. I wouldn't mind betting Mario Karts. Maybe it's like keep it up the sleeve because they know there's going to be so much press coverage of this thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
So maybe this is them trying to kind of like, look at me still giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Like, but I will say, like, what we saw that's new from them, I think looks cool. Like, I think the start of it, I think for the most part they're doing a good job of getting the message out there. I think the console looks really cool.
Yeah.
I still have hope. I was really hoping that they would go Sony style and just go, here's something that's not going to come out until fucking 3 years. Like, here's just a build trailer that's got no gameplay in it, but, you know, we're working on a Metroid. Like, I really was hoping they'd do that.
Yeah.
And they kind of did do it, but for, like, Fire Emblem Warriors. So, you know. And, like, I'm just – the thing that I'm surprised by that I genuinely didn't expect – like, those things look good. They're just actual launch. The day that it comes out is way weaker than I expected it to be.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that Zelda game looks great. So, I think launching with a Zelda, but, you know, again, like, it's just going back to what they did with the Wii, which is it's coming out on... Oh, I checked Twitter before. The Wii U version is coming out on the same day.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So, yeah, I know. But look, you know, the thing is there's still more to uncover. Like, this was... like we said, this was a press release... done in a live event. Like, this wasn't like, you know, I don't think, I kind of went into this thinking this is them speaking like direct to the player.
Yeah.
And it felt like that had kind of drifted away from the intent of it a little bit in the planning. I don't know. What do you guys think as an overall thing?
I think that there were very little actual surprises that made you more excited.
Yeah.
There were some surprises that made you less excited.
Arms was huge. Arms coming out, I thought, here we go. Like, there's going to be a bunch more sort of stuff like this, like these little surprises.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, the first half was great, but reorder it. bin the back half.
Totally,
you know, show Mario Kart and just throw a Hail Mary. Just show some shit that's, you know, in very loose concept stage development.
Yep.
Because a big thing I've read on the internet of people, you know, talking about like what they need to be convinced is that it's not about like just day one what's coming out or whatever. You want to know that, you know, and that what they need to prove compared to the Wii U is that 2-3 years time, you'll still have stuff to play.
I guess that they can't do that because they don't have third-party developers committed yet.
And chuck a Mario Maker in there and shit. Like, yeah. Stuff that, because I never had a Wii U and so did plenty of other people.
Yep.
Make me want to get this so that I can have the Wii U on it as well, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And yeah. I think a lot of people would be sold with that sort of a pitch on top like, of all this new stuff, which they, yeah, didn't really have enough of.
Yeah, like just lean on, you can play that.
Lean on me.
You can play that good Mario Kart. You can play Mario Maker. You can play Smash Bros. Like, just include all of that stuff that will bring us back to Nintendo.
Yeah, and you know, that little trailer, they had a little hint of virtual console stuff, which is people's big question. How is that going to be integrated in? Is this? Are they finally going to get some sense and you can port your purchases over from Wii U? But again, they just showed off a bit of, like, it was just a clip and then they didn't say anything about it. Like, announce your intentions with that, which again, like, I know that's all coming, but, you know, we waited for 3 months for this thing. Like, I really thought this was going to be an avalanche of information, and there was stuff in there that made me really excited, and I'm glad to see Arms looks cool, and I'm glad to see this 3D Mario and actually know more about what it is. But you know, that should have been the beginning. Like, that should have been, you know, there should have been a Metroid or a Donkey Kong or a something in there.
Or make it 20 minutes long and only include the good stuff.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The developer support, I want, anyway. So, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we're going tomorrow. I can't tell what it's going to be tomorrow.
Oh, like, yeah, I know no idea.
We'll be playing it, but I guess Breath of the Wild, if that's day one, that'll be there and ready to go.
Yep.
That 1-2 Switch thing, and then I reckon maybe some Mario Kart in there.
Yeah, that'd be,
I think, and I wonder how long now until they start trickling out more information. They've got to be putting out, here's the games that you'll be buying on day one.
Yeah.
Because it's 2 months away. It's less than 2 months away.
Yeah. Ugh, Nintendo, you've done it again.
They really have done it again.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, Adam?
Yeah, the same. I don't know. Weirdly, for them going like, we're going to reveal everything. I do not know enough to have convinced me to really care about it yet.
It's weird how important like editing and structure of something like that is, but like you just got confused halfway through. I don't know like how I feel about this anymore. And
I said, the big strength of this has been they don't need to convince you. Yeah, they don't need to convince you like, you know, they don't need to convince developers to use this crazy new control scheme. They don't need to convince like the consumer like, oh, this is how you're going to play it. It's just literally a console that you can take with you anywhere, and they just need to prove that they have games, and they did not do that in this.
They did the opposite.
Which is a shame. I really thought they were going to come out and just go, boom, here's fucking 20 things.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? Yeah, maybe they'll do another quick direct in between. Like, who knows? This was a press event. Yeah. All right. That's it for us. We'll be back on Wednesday with another regular episode. We'll have our thoughts from the event. Do you want to do your catchphrase?
Oh,
Lick your fingers.
That's what I was going to do.
Bye.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.